Radio 98, Bob, you're on the air.
Good morning, Wayne.
Hello.
Wayne, after listening to both of your guests this morning, I can't help but feel that both of them want exactly the same thing and that they're really arguing, their arguments are precisely parallel to each other. They want my money for their school system, and they want to deny me my choice to direct my educational dollar to the school of my choice. Now, I can't see how they can justify this kind of a stand.
Well, it's not entirely accurate, Bob. The separate school system does offer a choice. I mean, you...
It doesn't offer me the choice of not having to pay for it.
But they may be after your money and your kids, but not from the standpoint of the public system where you have no choice at the secondary level.
Well, you see, both of them want access to public dollars.
Right.
Which means dollars that come from you, from I, which means
from
that...
me.
See, the whole central issue here is personal values. And what they're both talking about... Where we have Mr. Reagan talking about Catholic values, for example, we have Mr. McClintock talking about what he said, a consistent value education. Now, that's the whole issue. People want to have the freedom to pick their own values. And the only way to have that freedom is to put your own money behind the values you claim to cherish. You know, I think the only thing that we value about our educational system is that somebody else is being forced to pay the bill. But the problem is, somebody else is always us. This country spends $32 billion a year on education.
Tremendous.
Which is an exorbitant amount. And totally unnecessary. I cannot see the necessity of having to have a separate school system to teach what is essentially one different class. People have the freedom to attend German language classes, Buddhist classes, Jewish classes. What's wrong with doing it that way? You're duplicating expenses tremendously by having two systems.
Let's dialogue now. Here's Ken Regan, first of all.
But education is more than just a set of classes strung out together to fill up a timetable. Education is what you do with the child in the way you teach the child, in the way you organize the program, in the way that child participates in the community.
Precisely
in the
why
Catholic
the parent
schools,
should be given the choice of choosing where his child goes. And
you're saying there should be more, there should be a great variety of school systems? Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely, but the only way you're going to get that is by having everyone ultimately pay for their own education.
Well, we do that now through our taxes.
Sorry?
We do that now through our tax
system.
It
doesn't work out that way, because you see, when Mr. Smith is paying for the education of Mr. Jones' children, Mr. Jones hasn't got any incentive to take it easy on Mr. Smith. He can go away and spend all the dollars in the world he wants on the education of his kid because he thinks that some other guy's paying for it. Now, until we realize that we are paying for it, you see, I think that only people who have children or who are receiving an education themselves should pay for their education.
You don't see any benefit accruing to the community at large as the result of...
Benefits accrue to a community from any activity you decide to engage in, whether you get into business activity, whether you're in a school, whether you're in a church. If you're doing something productive, you are benefiting the community.
But you're saying that then, you know, we shouldn't tax people for anything. Let everybody pay the shot for anything that they need in a community.
Well, morally, that's the correct thing to do, and I guess
really?
That comes back to values again. What do you call it when you force someone against, without their consent, to pay for something else that someone else is receiving? What is the word for that?
Well, I haven't had a fire at my house yet, but I like to think that I need, if the service is available, if I need
and
education and all those services. Education is a service.
Yeah, let's bring...
Absolutely, but don't confuse the service with the method of paying for it.
Okay.
We can have services.
Bob,
let
me bring George McClintock in here. George?
Well, Bob, you have been speaking really in support of a fully funded public system, though you didn't quite realize it.
I'm sorry, that's not true at all.
Well, that's how it came across.
How did I possibly leave that impression in your mind?
Well, you asked why fund two separate systems. It should all go into one. Then you said that
you
would like everyone to... everyone to be able to pay for their own, but only those people with children going to school.
No, you misunderstood me. I was addressing Mr. Reagan's point of cost. You see, the reason that the public school system is so expensive is because it's duplicating its own efforts. Private schools would never do that. Independent schools would never do that. You don't have people going to a big school where they teach industrial arts, machine shop, you know, all kinds of arts and sciences, because everybody ends up having to pay for everybody's education to subsidize the common facilities that they all share.
Okay, is he making a point now, George Atala, to your head?
I think in a sense he probably is, but my question would be, is there any room in your perception for any of the, for public funding generally, for the fact that that even though a child may be an orphan, suppose a child, no, listen, suppose a child is an orphan or so on, who is going to be responsible for the education of that child?
Now, hang on a sec. Now you're using someone who can't help himself.
Or if you're on welfare.
As an excuse to give free education to everybody. Let's not do that. The issue of how to help people who can't help themselves is a separate issue and should be dealt with separately.
Yeah, but they're still to be educated.
You know, Bob, you're arguing an argument that was settled in this province 150 years ago. Back in the 1830s and the 1840s, they discussed whether or not schools should be supported by taxation. And you're just about 150 years too late with your argument, I think.
Oh, hang on a second.
Bob, you have the last word and we have to break.
Appealing to tradition is possibly the lowest argument
one could
use.
No, that's not tradition.
Why not go back to the ancient Roman days when people were put into public arenas? I mean, the reason we have public education in Ontario is because in 1791, Lieutenant Governor John Graves Simcoe wanted to inculcate in people's education here a loyalty to the state.
Bob, we'll have to leave it there. We are right out of time. Thank you for the call.